Christ to the Nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from Psalm 139. Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. $100,000 is a lot of money. Still, $100,000 was the amount of the warrant set for Elijah Christian. And what had Elijah done to generate such a sum for his arrest? Well, Elijah was wanted on charges for scheming to defraud, 15 counts of theft, and 21 counts of issuing bad checks. Understandably, police wanted to catch Elijah, and Elijah didn't want to get caught. To make a long story short, an Alaska state trooper spotted Elijah around the town of Wasilla. The officer turned on his lights and siren and began to pursue him. It wasn't difficult to keep Elijah in sight, and it certainly wasn't considered a high-speed chase. I say that because Elijah tried to make his getaway in a motorhome. That's right, Elijah was behind the wheel of a big, slow-accelerating, hard-to-wend-through-traffic-and-turns motorhome. It had to be embarrassing. In short order, the highway patrol put down spike strips to blow out the motorhome's tires. Elijah tried to maneuver around the spikes and brought the chase to an abrupt end when he plowed into a couple of highway patrol squad cars. I have to tell you, when I read Elijah's story and pictured him hunkered down behind the wheel of that motorhome, I laughed. I am laughing still. It is preposterous to think that you can escape the police in a motorhome. And it is equally preposterous to think we can escape the Lord's judgment. As the psalmist says, where can I go to get away from the Lord's Spirit, and where can I flee to escape His presence? In other verses, the songster lists some of the places he might try. At the end, he is forced to conclude wherever he goes, the Lord is already there. Yes, the Lord is there, and for our manifold sins, He is justly displeased. Thankfully, it is not necessary for us to get away from the Lord. It is not necessary for us to try to flee from Him. That is because we no longer are wanted criminals. Indeed, the number of transgressions for which we have to pay is now numbered at zero. Because Jesus has carried our sins, resisted every temptation, and defeated death, all who believe on Him are forgiven and saved. No longer should they run away from the Lord. On the contrary, because of His grace, they should eagerly run to Him in thanksgiving and appreciation. We pray. Dear Lord, because of Jesus, may I always run toward You and never away from You. This I ask in the name of the Savior who has changed my circumstance and eternal status. Amen.